So for me, I'll start off with why I got into this. Basically, I started a non-for-profit and worked closely with the NDP in that area. And we got to discussing certain policies that were coming through. I started becoming more of an activist, specifically around housing, spoke to members in Toronto City Council, got a real liking for speaking, and I felt really confident in that. But what I did notice was a lot of people weren't listening. It felt like they were jaded with the system, and I don't appreciate that. I felt like if you're not there to serve the people, then you shouldn't be there at all. And when I looked at my own home, when I looked at Milton, I noticed that there was a lot that was not being done for us, promises that are being broken. And for me specifically, as a young person who grew up in Milton for 20 years, I'm looking at housing. I'm looking at healthcare. I'm looking at cost of living. For myself alone, just from my perspective, I'm not able to live in Milton anymore. I'm not able to be close to my aging grandparents and my mother. I had to give up my car so that I could have some semblance of independence and live on my own. But I'm one of the lucky ones. You know, there are a lot of people in Milton and a lot of parents in Milton who want to be close to their families. And we're struggling to do that. We're struggling to buy groceries, and it just gets worse and worse. We are struggling to see our healthcare system keep up with our needs. And I want to fight for that at Queen's Park. I'm a very loud person, and I love that about myself. And I want to take that into Queen's Park and stand up loudly for Milton.